Hey guys, Michael here, and I'm back for another exit interview on my LEGO Masters podcast, Talk Bricks Masters. Today I'm going to be talking to the second team that went home, so if you haven't been all caught up with the episodes, now's your chance to leave. And don't forget, if you want to check out my episode 3 recap with former contestants Tyler and Corey, be sure to check out the previous podcast. And while normally I talk to both contestants that make up the team, unfortunately Zach couldn't make the interview this time around. So here's my interview with his dad, Tim. Tim, I'm very sad to be talking to you today, but you should be very proud of everything that you accomplished on the show with Zach. My first question really is around the final challenge. You know, when it comes to the division of labor and that 500 bricks per hour that we saw, you know, how did you and Zach approach the challenge just from a, you know, how you were going to really reach 4 feet? I'm curious to get your strategy.
Yeah. So when we look at the division of labor, frankly, in this one, we've got to put bricks down and we've got to focus and kind of divide out and manage the time. So you heard Jamie kind of give an idea of, well, you've got 25% of your build done, and you have 25% of the time. So we were all of the contestants were thinking along that exact same line. And so we're all kind of gauging how things are going up. And when you see on the show, I would say around the 3 hour mark. I'm not real clear on that, but around the 3 hour mark is where we were at 2 feet. So we were in the same position and we're like, we've got to get another 2 feet up here and we've got to make it aesthetically pleasing. It can't just be blocks going up. And I was feeling the pressure. I was just like, oh crap, here we go. So it's just like, okay, Zach, I'm going to build the inside. You keep moving on the outside. And it's like, it was just like this craziness that was all going on. So the division of labor, it was get bricks down. It was just, we got to get bricks down. So that's where it was.
No, I can definitely appreciate that, especially with the time crunch working against you. When it comes to the show, you know, you mentioned it to me in the preseason that this time with your son was just truly invaluable. Now looking back on it and literally getting to watch your experience back, you know, how has that either changed your opinion of your time on your show or further strengthened your opinion about the time with your son on the show?
It's nothing I would ever trade for any amount of money ever. And to me, the time with Zach is more valuable than winning. It's more valuable than the trophy or more valuable than anything. Now, don't get me wrong. Is it fun to win? Of course it's fun to win. Of course that's where it's at. But my value is not tied in the winning. My value is tied up in my identity of being able to spend time with my kids. That's my legacy. If I am, for me to consider myself a success and of any worth, it's that time and spending that and connecting with my kid. And that goes for all three of my kids.
Yes. Well, as one of three siblings, you know, as one of three, I definitely appreciate that you said the one-on-one time because you don't often get that. And then my final question is just really around, was there something that had you made it further, you were hoping to get to show us, you know, some particular specialty or a challenge, a type of challenge you were looking forward to that you didn't get a chance to do on the show?
Well, clearly we didn't know what the challenges were coming. We had no idea what was happening until Will said, ready, go. And then we knew what the challenges were. So moving forward, I don't even know how to answer that question because I just don't know what the challenges are. So as far as being able to share things, the only thing that I really would have liked to have more of if it would have been possible. And it's hard to show this on TV. So I love the way they're editing this. It's not a knock on that, but is the banter that we have between our contestants. And they showed a little bit of it here and there, but that was only like a smidgen, like 1%. And the connection that we had, the first build, we were next to Jack and Dawn, and we just were clowning and bantering back and forth. And then the next one, we were next to Philip and Maria, and then Randall and Sarita. And then, I mean, we went down, we were next to people. That banter is, I wish we could share more of that because that's what bonded us together as contestants. And we were racing against the build, competing against the build, but we really weren't competing against each other.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for the time and good luck with everything in the future. It was great catching up with Tim, though, of course, sad to see him go from the show. And hopefully I'll get some time to catch up with Zach one day in the future. And don't forget, I'll be back to break down episode 4 with some new former contestants that you haven't heard from yet. So be sure to stay tuned to the podcast feed for that one. So if you want to follow along with the podcast, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it now. And if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to leave us a review as it really helps others find the podcast. If you want even more LEGO content, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Talk Bricks, where I cover the LEGO news for the week every Saturday. And you can follow the channel on all social media platforms with the username @TalkBricks. And if you want to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook, it's Talk Bricks Masters. And on Twitter, it's TB Masters. Thanks again, and I'll see you guys next time.